Welcome to The Author Show, where we always present new authors and books, from fiction to self-help and everything in between, you name it, and you will find it here. To watch the TV version of the show, visit authorswebtv.com. That's authorswebtv.com. And now, let the show begin.
Hello, and welcome back to the show. This is your host, Don McCauley. Today we're welcoming to the program author Barbara Becker Holstein, and she is the author of The Truth. Dr. Holstein is a nationally known positive psychologist and happiness coach. She's written many books in the positive psychology field. This is her first fiction. She's been a school teacher, a school psychologist, and is currently a private practice psychologist in New Jersey. Dr. Holstein, how are you?
I'm great, and I'm delighted to be on the show. Thank you.
You're welcome. So why did you decide to write a book of fiction as your next professional venture in positive psychology?
Well, that's a great question. I've been working with women and girls, and of course, men and boys, for 30 years. And over the course of all this work and some research that I've done, I keep discovering again and again, particularly for women and girls, how sensitive we are in the areas of self-esteem and how hard it is to hold on to the resiliency, the strength, the sense of our own potential that we need to get us through growing up strong, particularly during the adolescent storm of hormones, etc., and into thriving, successful women. So I decided that a fictional story written by a girl, so girls, tweens, and teens could identify with it, was the next way for me to go. And the truth, I'm a girl, I'm smart, and I know everything, just began to emerge from that. As you know, with a writer, you know, suddenly the character develops, and before you know it, she is leading the way.
Now, do you think it's true that this is a gender problem with females, or is it perhaps that females just show it more than men do?
Well, us females, we're pretty good at showing our feelings, as any husband will often report. And men do tend to hide feelings for whatever reasons, environmental cues they get. However, I think that because we've been a male-dominated society, and this is not a criticism, this is just looking at history for thousands of years, that men are in tune with going out and being successful, or if they get beat up a bit, so what? It's just part of the game, it's just part of the job, it's just part of warfare, wherever they're at. While women are by nature somewhat more sensitive, we're used to nurturing children and our parents and grandparents and soothing bruised knees and helping people feel better about themselves. And in turn, when someone criticizes us, we can often hold on to it and brood over it for many, many days. It can even take us down. I do find men are more resilient in this area.
Now, what are some of the topics that are discussed in this diary?
In this diary, I discuss, embedded within the girl's diary, so it's a fun read and you immediately identify with the girl, about 15 topics that are very typical that we all go through in one way or another. The first, crush, feeling hurt by friends or left out, feeling that schoolwork is either too easy, too hard, or the teacher doesn't answer your questions, or somehow something's off in school. Feeling that you're being bullied by somebody, or you're picked last on the team, that people make fun of you. Worries whether your father will lose a job, or whether you'll have to move. Sibling rivalries. Some concerns over loss of a grandparent or a parent. What would happen if someone dies? Who will take care of me? And even at a deeper level, what is it all about? Is there a heaven? Is there God? Although I don't, you know, all these topics I deal with appropriately in a totally non-denominational way, they're just brought up as cues for the girl to perhaps ask her parents, or if the mother is also reading the book, that they can mutually generate discussion around many of these topics.
Now, are you basing the characters on your own childhood?
It started off a little bit where some of my memories went onto the pages as I first began to write. However, very quickly, this girl developed a personality and a streak in her where she was not going to let me dominate. And I found that by the time the book ended, the book is filled with memories that clients have given me, that friends have given me, and that the girl created entirely on her own that I never would have thought of, but this happens all the time with a writer. But, for example, in the book, there's a summer club that she and her friends design so they won't be terribly bored in the summer. And boredom is a problem with tweens in particular because, you know, they're growing up, but they don't want to do the kid stuff, but they don't really have a world to melt into yet. And they design a club where they exchange books and they make brownies and they go over each other's house and, of course, get silly and hysterical laughing. That was based on a friend's memory of exactly how she and her friends got through a summer.
What are some of the positive psychology concepts in this book?
Some of the concepts revolve around resiliency and also recognizing your own potential and talents. Now, in terms of resiliency, which is a capacity to kind of weather many things, this girl displays tenacity. She can get through stuff. You know, she hears her parents fighting through the walls. It really upsets her. But the next day, she's back at school bouncing along with her friends. She's concerned because they may have to move. It really bothers her. But she's still doing all her stuff. You know, she is able to go in and out of disturbance into pleasure and strength to do all the things she needs to do. In terms of her potential, she recognizes that she's bright, she knows how to do a lot of things, she has a lot of innate wisdom. Sometimes she even recognizes stuff that her parents are blindsided. For example, she has a relative that comes over to the house and swears like the Dickens, every other word out of his mouth. She doesn't like it, and she thinks it really is unpleasant. It kind of spoils the atmosphere in their home. Her parents are totally indifferent, maybe for all sorts of reasons, because they cater to a guest, whatever. But she experiences things where she knows what's right and what's wrong. So when she thinks about her future, she is really determined that she's not going to just be a housewife hanging clothes on the clothesline. She doesn't say that's bad, but it's bad for her because she knows she has some things to accomplish and do in life. And in the end of the book, you see that she figures out a kind of mystery, a way of how will she hold on to herself as she grows up. And she finds a way that is going to work for her.
How did you go about getting the truth published in China?
Oh, that's so wonderful. Oh, my God. And I'm sitting right next to the Chinese version as I talk to you. I was put in touch with a Chinese translator, a Chinese professor living in China. And he saw the PDF, you know, of the book, and he loved it. And he wanted to translate it, which he did. And then he found a publisher. Now, we ended up finding an academic publisher, a university press in China, and they were eager to publish it, but they insisted on about 30 entries in the diary that are more about schoolwork than I had put in for the American market, because in China, they're very interested in how people do in school, what subjects they're taking, what the school day is like. And so I added all those pages, which fit in fine. It's just that it's interesting because I hadn't planned on those pages, nor are they yet in the American version. And some of them will be in the second book. The second book is already written. My title for that, unless a publisher changes the name, is Secrets. You tell me yours, maybe I'll tell you mine. And she's older in the book, and you get a little more of the ways that girls relate as best friends when they're young teenagers. some of those excerpts will then appear in the second book. And it's out in China. It's in bookstores. It's selling quite well. We're talking about another book as she gets older. And I can't tell you how it's done something for my morale and my sense of purpose as a human being that I'm educating also in China.
So where else will it be published?
Well, I also have a contract signed and sealed for Vietnam, which just kind of floored me. And the young editor from Vietnam loved the book. She also, like the editor in China, is a female. She related to the self-esteem issues. And so it's coming out in Vietnam. And she is asked to see the second book. So that's great. And I'm working on other countries. Sweden, Spain, Germany, Japan are some of the ones that I remember my agent mentioned to me.
So what are you hoping the end result is going to be with these books?
Well, I'm hoping the girl will make her way around the world and age in the process, age in a way that can be helpful at each stage of life. I'm hoping that at least I can bring her up into maybe the 40-ish range. I'm not sure. I mean, I have to live a long time, we'll see, but I'd like her to be useful, you know, every couple of years of a woman's life, and yet be fun, entertaining, and arouse topics and thoughts for developmental purposes and just for the intimacy of a good read as she gets older. And let's see a movie emerge or a TV series, you know, let's go for the whole thing.
Well, it sounds like you're having a lot of success. Who is it that should be reading this book?
Well, this particular edition, there is also an adult woman's version, The Truth, I'm 10, I'm Smart, and I Know Everything, that's strictly for adult women. But this version, The Truth, I'm a Girl, I'm Smart, and I Know Everything, I recommend ideally for girls 10 and 11 to about 13, and or their mothers, their therapists, their guidance counselors, their teachers. I was forced to pick a category 8 to 12 in terms of some of the publishing world's demands, but I see the book ideally about 10 to 11.
Time is getting very short, so the most important question, where can we buy this book?
Well, my number one easy access for you is, of course, Amazon. They're all set up, and they are flying off the shelves on Amazon, so just go and find it. I sell it also on my website. It's available on all the other book websites, and you can ask your store to order it if they don't have it.
This has been very enlightening. Our guest today has been Dr. Barbara Becker-Holstein, and Dr. Holstein is the author of The Truth, among other things. Dr. Holstein, thanks very much for being with us today.
Thank you. It was fun.
This is Don McCauley wrapping up another edition of The Author Show. If you're an author or know an author, learn how you can help a publisher publish you by visiting helpapublisherpublishyou.com. Each week you receive a list of publishers, small presses, and others who may be interested in publishing your work. This is a free service of The Author Show. If you'd like to be a guest on the show, visit www.theauthorshow.com. Fill out the form, and we may be contacting you shortly. We look forward to seeing you here next time on The Author Show.
Thank you for listening to The Author Show. To contact us about the show, call toll-free 1-877-955-8800. That's 1-877-955-8800. Or visit wnbnetworkwest.com. Tune in next time for another great author on The Author Show.